I would like to introduce our speaker for this evening. We are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Christopher Matthew. Hutchin is presently serving as the youth minister of the Chicago area. And at this time, I invite Hutchin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Thank you, Hutchin. Tonight's devotional will be based upon the meditation upon 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Again, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 14 through 18. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Barkimore. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Dearly beloved in Christ, as we are gathered this evening around our phones for prayer, worship, and learning, in the season of Pentecost, we have been hearing Christ's call for mission, service, and evangelization. Yet there is another theme that we find during this time of year, which is renewal. Tonight we heard from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and in verse 16 it says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. We as Christians are being called to be renewed day by day so that we can be a living witness of Christ to ourselves and to those around us. But we as Christians many times don't find that renewal in our lives. St. Paul exhorts us in this passage to remain steadfast, to remain firm, but a lot of times we don't find peace, we don't find harmony, we don't find blessings, and especially we do not find renewal, and most of all, we do not find God himself in our daily lives. This is a problem if we can't find God in our daily lives as Christians. St. Paul stated that God is spirit and is unseen, but living in this materialistic world that has us on sensory overload with TV, movies, and internet, it's hard to understand the unseen. When we don't find or see God, it means that our spiritual journey has stopped moving forward. When we recognize this, the next natural thing to do is to decide for ourselves, is God really that important for me in my life? If God is not important, then we fall into darkness and lose life. But if God is important to us, and we want to be renewed day by day, then we have to seek him and knock at his door, and we will find God in our midst. But how do we seek God, and what do we do to find him? Tonight, I'm going to speak about three aspects to help us find God so that we can be renewed daily. And these aspects are faithfulness, openness, and repentance. Faith and faithfulness are words that we like to use as Christians. But what does it actually mean? The standard answer would mean staying firm and true to what you believe, committing completely to an idea or system of beliefs. The question for us is, can we stay firm and true to what we believe, even in good times and in bad times? Let us look to Joseph from the Old Testament to help us find this quality of being steadfast in faith. We find his story in Genesis chapter 37 and to the end of the book of Genesis. And as we read about his life, we see a young boy who was one among 12 sons of Jacob. And he was given the blessing to know from a young age he was going to lead his family. But when he told his family of the dream that he had, they all scoffed at him, especially his brothers. And his brothers were so upset that they got rid of him and sold him to slavery. Then, when he finds himself in a foreign land, away from his family, he is wrongly accused of crimes and sent to prison. Even through all these trials in Joseph's life, he never lost faith in God. The family whom he thought would always protect him sold him as a slave and left him for dead. We also might find ourselves in similar situations when we feel our family or friends abandon us. We feel that those around us have left us to be dead or for dead, and no one is there to help us. We even feel that God himself has abandoned us too. But we see in Joseph that he did not give up his hope in God. But at the same time, Joseph's hope and faithfulness did not save him right away from being sold as a slave or being sent to prison. Joseph still suffered. And this is something we need to be mindful of. God never promised that life would be easy or that he would give us a life that would be without suffering. He promised us that he will always be with us. For in the case of Joseph, he was despised and accused of being a criminal, but God remained with him, and he was found to be an innocent and humble man and was raised to a position of respect, being second in command to Pharaoh of Egypt and put in a position to save his family. Joseph's faithfulness renewed him to be able to save and lead his family and many others too. The second attribute to focus on is being open. If we don't open ourselves to God, we can never find or come to know him. Sometimes it's not just about saying I'm open or feeling like we're open, but God actually will come to us when we don't expect him. We see this in Jesus' interaction with the Samaritan woman at the well in St. John chapter 4, verses 1 through 42. In the woman's interaction with Jesus, she did not expect that her Lord would come to her at this common place. It's like us going to the supermarket or McDonald's to get some food, and you find yourself talking to God. Her interactions with Jesus is interesting because you find that she recognized Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, when he opened up her life to her. By giving only a little truth, God was able to show to her the whole truth. The amazing thing in this instance is that the woman did not just keep this news about Jesus to herself, but told all her town people about him and told them all that Jesus had said to her and that he rightly knew her. This shows that even though a woman who lived in shame, having multiple husbands, and now having no husband, but only living with a man, she willingly opened that to her own town people because she gained a greater truth that would change all their lives. And as we see in this passage in St. John, all the people came to believe in Jesus when they came and saw the truth of Jesus for themselves. This is what being open does. If we live open and honest with God, we become renewed and freed from the darkness and shame and come into the light of God. And that light reflects to everyone around us if we share it. God is no longer hidden or somewhere out there, but he is right there with us. Finally, the last attribute tonight to focus on is repentance. Until we repent, we can never be restored to our rightful place as God's children. We find this in the parable of the prodigal son, found in St. Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 31. He went away from his father, wanting a lavish lifestyle with fame and fortune, but in the end found himself in the darkest pits of life. All his so-called friends left him, and now he was living among the pigs, being so hungry that he was willing to eat their slop. It is in these great lows in our life that we come to a realization. There has to be something better to life than all of this. The life that he thought would be so great, having money and fame and being away from his father's house, came crashing down, and he realized he had gained nothing in making this life decision. We as young people also have many decisions to make in our lives, and they are not always easy ones to make, and they do not always work out. We might go after a good profession because it makes a lot of money, but find out later that this job leaves us empty inside. We might work hard to get into a good professional program or graduate program, but never seem to do well enough to get in or to graduate. We might try to impress people with flashy clothes and nice cars, but find that they too get old and forgotten. The only constant that remains true is God himself. And he is always willing to take us back if we choose him and reject sin. Many times, we don't see God or find him because we choose sin and worldly desires and things over God. God, being a loving person, steps aside and says, I'm still here if you want to come back, but I won't force you to stay. The amazing thing is, he is always there waiting. He never walks away from us. It is up to us to come back to him. And if we do choose to come back, he provides us the grace to be renewed day by day. He will provide us a feast so that we will never be left hungry. But we always are filled with his spirit, being renewed and refreshed, being in his presence. Therefore, my beloved in Christ, let us seek God daily, that we can truly be renewed day by day, as St. Paul exhorts us, so that we can live lives that glorify God, bringing ourselves into his light and spreading his light to all those around us. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his loving, living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.